9469. Outbound. Barber. Whatever the 12th stop is before Capital Highway.
And how can I help you?
I have two customers on my bus right now. One of which got on and didn't have a fare. That's not my issue. I'm about ready to throw up. The smell is horrendous. It smells like the worst urine smell I've ever smelled in my life.
Okay. Well, if it's at the point where you think we need to tie up the bus and get them removed, then I'll need you to pull over, stop the bus, open the doors.
Copy that. I'm hoping she gets off here my next couple stops. If not, I might send a message to see if there's a supervisor that could just meet me in Tigard. That way we don't have to tie the bus up too long. If that's okay?
Well, here's the thing with that. 9 times out of 10, it ends up being a waste of time for the supervisor because they end up getting off before they ever meet you. So how I prefer to handle these things is if it really is at the point where you can no longer take it, we need to pull the bus over, open the doors. We can try to quietly ask them to disembark the vehicle, and just being honest with them, in my experience, works fairly well. Being blunt and honest, saying the smell is too much for you to bear, you can no longer drive the bus, they need to leave. And a lot of the times that does work, surprisingly. If you don't feel like you're up to that, that's fine. You can definitely pull the bus over, open the doors, and we can talk some more if it gets to that point.
Copy that. Yeah, I was hoping just like my fans and stuff would help, but you know, I turned the fans off the back. I'll give that a try. I'll be super polite about it at this next stop here at Fred Meyer's and Bertha. So hopefully she'll comply with that.
Okay, let me know how it goes. And like I said, if you need some more help, just give me another call once the bus is stopped and the door's open, okay?
Copy that. Thank you. I appreciate your help on this.
You're welcome. At 10:33.